Today is the feast of St. Patrick, and I would like to speak about his life. And as you know, he was the apostle to Ireland. Patrick was born in Britain, the son of a local town councillor called Calpurnius, and a church deacon. Patrick was brought up as a Christian, though in no tradition of strong piety. He did not really take it seriously. He ignored the teachings of his religion. He tells us that he did not really believe in God, and he found priests foolish. But something happened. At the age of 16, Patrick was captured by Irish pirates and spent 6 years as a herdsman in Ireland. In his captivity, he began to pray, turned to the God of his parents, and eventually received a divine message that he was to escape. He made his way to some port 200 miles away, perhaps on the southeast coast of Ireland, persuaded some sailors to give him a passage, and landed somewhere on Britain's coast. After adventures, he felt sustained and protected by the divine help, or by divine help. He returned to Britain, to his own family, as a changed and transformed person. Eventually, or subsequently, he went to Gaul, to France, and underwent training for Christian ministry. I believe it was in Laurent that he went to. It's somewhere near Cannes in the south of France. And as he studied, his studies consisted of mainly learning a rather conservative rule of faith and acquiring an intimate knowledge of the Latin Bible. The night before his ordination as a deacon, Patrick confided to his friend a festering sin that he committed at 15 and receives forgiveness. And there is a saying that perhaps he had killed someone. At some point, fast forward, at some point, he went to Ireland. He went back to Ireland, I would say, as a bishop. He spent the rest of his life evangelizing, reconciling local chieftains, educating their sons, ordaining clergy, and instituting monks and nuns. Surprisingly, as he evangelized Ireland, there was no blood spilled. That's the reason why they called those who followed him and those who embraced the faith and eventually became monks as the Green Martyrs, because there was no blood spilled. And if you notice that whenever there's an Irish parade, there's always the green color. It's for that reason. They're called the Green Martyrs. Towards the end of his life, Patrick wrote in Latin a moving personal account of his spiritual pilgrimage called his confession. At the time St. Patrick these things were taking place in the life of St. Patrick in Ireland, also there was something very, an event that was happening, substantial event that was happening in mainland Europe. And that was the decline and the subsequent fall of the Roman Empire. They said that Rome fell because of inner weakness. It imploded, either social or spiritual. And some said that Rome fell both because of outer pressure from the barbarian hordes. It could be because of both. Hence, Rome fell gradually. The Romans, for many decades, did hardly notice what was happening. They were oblivious. They never imagined that the empire would fall. It was the most powerful empire on the face of the earth. On the other hand, in an island in Western Europe, in Ireland, as a result of Patrick's missionary effort, a monastic community was inscribing, learning the sacred writings, anything that they can get their hands on, and they began to teach. The monks built what would become a kind of university city in time, to which came thousands of hopeful students from Ireland, from England, and even Europe. When most of Europe was sliding into decadence due to Rome's fall, the Irish saved civilization. If you're interested to read a good book concerning this, it's by Thomas Cahill, and it was recommended to me by Archbishop Adler a long time ago, and I read a book, and it changed my life and how the Irish saved civilization. From this Irish center of learning came the educational system of Europe, which was exported and replicated in the world until, of course, Europe's educational system became secularized. Where did it all start? It all started from an obedient slave shepherd boy, very similar to the life of David. André Malraux, he is a French novelist, art theorist, and eventually became a minister of information, then a minister of cultural affairs under President Charles de Gaulle, said, or even prophesied, this was indicated in the book by Thomas Cahill, said, the 21st century will either be spiritual or it will not. He said it quite prophetically. The 21st century will be spiritual or it will not be. Thomas Cahill continued in his book, if our civilization is to be saved, forget about our civilization, which, as Patrick would say, may pass in a moment like a cloud or smoke that is scattered by the wind. The book says, if we are to be saved, if we are to prepare and be a part of the next generations to come, Thomas Cahill said very powerfully, it will not be by the Romans, but by the saints. This is how, my brothers and sisters, this is how important education is. In fact, there's a saying in communism, you make a communist from the cradle. You start from when they are young. There's many things to say about education, and I would leave to you something that I say in a quote again from Martin Luther King Jr. As many of my compatriots who are in Europe come to Europe for basically one thing, and that is to earn money so then they can send their children in the Philippines and to get a good education. But let me share this with you, my brothers and sisters. It matters that our children are educated. But what matters most is what kind of education they get. Let me repeat this saying. It matters that our children are educated. But what matters most is what kind of education they get. Let me end again with a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. about education. He said, the function of education is to teach one to think intensively and to think critically. But he added something very substantial that we need to listen to. Education plus character. That is the goal of true education. I wonder where we should get the character side. So education is not, we have put education on the pedestal, because that is what we think is the future of the next generations. But education plus character, they have to be together. They have to be coupled together.